Today's daf in Masechet Zvachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Chof Tet. And yesterday we learned that actually you can learn everything from the pasuk in Tzav. You don't need any of the limudim from the parsha of Kedoshim to you, where it also says Imei Achoyach El B'Yom HaShelishim. And therefore, Rav Papa Tainis Tarava, so according to you, why does it say all of that in Kedoshim to you? You say we don't need it, we're going to learn the whole thing out of Tzav. So how do you explain the fact that the Kedoshim to you mentions the whole idea of Imei Achoyach El B'Yom HaShelishim, the parsha's Kedoshim to you? My Darash Tabay, what lima do you have from that drasha? There's nothing for you to learn that you haven't learned from Tzav. Answers Rava, that is a whole different idea. Ahuni boile, I need that to tell me Shlishi is not referring to the day. It's referring to the place. And the place has to be a makom that is Meshulash, Bedam, Bebasar, Ube'emurim. So if you're talking about, I'm going to eat this in a place, which is chutz l'mekomo, but it can be chutz l'mekomo, but it has to be a chutz l'mekomo that has shaychus to dam and basar, so that it needs to make sense to say I'm going to eat it over there, and that's shalosh, emurim, which excludes what? The heichal. In the heichal, you may have dam, but you never bring a murim ever into the heichal, right? So therefore, if I had in mind, and I certainly can't eat in the heichal, so if I had in mind that I am going to eat this carbon tomorrow inside of the heichal, inside, I'm going to eat it rather in the wrong place, inside the heichal, that's not called the wrong place, because it's not a makom mishulash, and it's like, it's done, a makshava, that makes no sense, but it doesn't create the din of a machshava that passes. Tainas Rav Papa, what do you mean? But it says the same language in the first pasuk. It says Bayoma Shelishi, and you darshaned only Shelishi, which was Chutzuzmano, and then you darshaned Pigol to be Chutzulamekomo, and you've got the same Shelishi in the first pasuk back in Tzav. So why, and you should have said that Shelishi means Shelishi that it needs to be a makom that is Meshulash for Dam, and for Emurim, and for Basar. Instead you say, no, I can only learn that out of Kedoshim to you. Why? Typically, Mikra Kama, it said, Im Eocho Yachel, and it says Shlishi again. So, Midavkirach, one of the Lashon Shlishi, if it talks about Shlishi, even Benogea Chutz L'Mekomo, it's obviously telling me that it has to be a Chutz L'Mekomo that makes sense as Shlishi. What does that mean? It means Mishulash. If it was Chutz Zmano, it means literally the third day. But if, how does the word shlishi mean chutz l'mekomo? Unless it's a makom mishulash. That's the point, right? Baruch atah Adonai
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Leilam Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvaso V'tzivanu Leishev Basukah.
Amen.
Answers the Gemara, no, I need Bedafka, the Shlishi, that appears in the Pasuk of Kedoshim to you. I can't learn it from Tzav. Why is that? Well, Amar Ravashi, because Amrita L'Shmaitza Kameder of Masna, I set over this whole problem to Rav Masna, and he said to me, I can't learn it from Tzav. Why? Because Imi Asam Ava Mina. I might have said the Darshan, the Pasuk of Shlishi Pigol Yiyeh. So Shlishi Pigol Yiyeh is basically a pra and a klal. First you say Shlishi, which means there has to be a mokarim that is Meshulash. And then you say, and no matter what, Pigol Yiyeh, come hell or high water. Well, that's a prat and a klal. What's the din of a prat and a klal? The klal is nasem musif ala prat, and it's marbe kol davar. So then it would cancel out the meaning of needing to be a mokarim Meshulash for Dam, Evarim, and Basar, right? Still have Snoopy in here, who really doesn't allow me to see very much. Okay. So that is why I can't. It would be Nasikla Musaf Ala Prat Umarbet Shar Mekaylis. Therefore, we need the separate pasuk in Kedashim, Kamashmalan, that it means literally, it has to be a place that has Mishulash. I over there also says Pigo. Okay, so it's unreasonable to say that we would make a Prat Neklal in two places. Since it's repeated in Parshas Kedashim, it makes sense that over there it means literally a Mokum that's Mishulash and only a Mokum that's Mishulash. And basically, there's a Braita that makes it very clear that we're absolutely correct in understanding that the issue here is virtual and not actual. It's almost as if Torah set out to drive us crazy, whether we're talking about Noser in real life, or Noser in real life, or a virtual Noser. So basically, okay, we proved it from the fact right now is that it's a reference to Hamakriv. So Hamakriv means B'shas HaKrova. So B'shas HaKrova, how could it be in Heachel, Yeachel, B'yom HaShlishi? So B'shas HaKrova must mean virtual. But take a look at the Braita, which doesn't do it the way Rabba does it, but it simply uses the Svara that, of all people, Reb Eliezer usually is very makbid on Pshutei Shalmikra in a number of places. And here, Reb Eliezer says, look, I have to admit that this pasuk, I'm going to tell you, it does not mean what it says. Because it can't mean what it says. Because it says, this is our pasuk that we've been talking about in Tzav. Omar Reb Eliezer, get your ear and kof, force it. That's kof alei marcha gigis, right? Force your ear to recognize what it's listening to, because it's not what you think. You're going to assume that it's just the words, but it doesn't mean what it says. It's referring to a virtual mechashev lecho bezivcho hakatuv medaber. I have to admit that this pasuk is not the kipshut shalmikra. And I know you're going to tell me, why do I say that? Which is what it says. Well, ask yourself, Amrit, Achashub Kasher, Yachzor V'Yipasel. How did it become pasul? It's been kosher for the past 2 days, right? And now, all of a sudden, because you eat it as nosah, now the karma is going to become pasul. That makes no sense. So it can't be talking about such a thing. Amar la Rabbi Akiva, why not? Of course it could. We've got lots of examples of things that retroactively, back in time, change their din. So why can't this be one of these things? Imagine a situation like this. We have a Zav and a Zava. The din of Shomer is Yom Kineged Yom, right? Okay, so now this woman has a Re'iyah. She has to wait the day to make sure that there's no further bleeding. It's not during her Yomei Nidais, it's during the Echad Esrei Yom Shebein Nida L'Nida. Okay. She goes to the mikveh in the morning, and she's hoping that she won't have another re'iyah. If she does have another re'iyah, she's going to be tum-tummy. Now, if she goes to the mikveh in the morning, so then, after making a hefsek tahira, so now we assume that she is tahira. And now, 5 minutes before shkia, she has another re'iyah. Was she tumeya in the morning, and everything she touched was tummy? Absolutely. And therefore, she is clearly going back in time, changing her halacha before she was becheskes tahira, and now she went back in time and became a tamei avadai. So what's your problem? Maybe the same thing is true over here. We assumed that the carbon was kosher as long as everything was done properly, and then because you ate it, the yom hashlishi, it's like having a re'iyah before shkia, and that puzzled it back in the beginning. I don't see what's so crazy about that. In this case, the Zav and the Zava of a Shomer's Yom Kineged Yom, Shein Becheskas Taira in the morning, and the moment that they're Roeh, they're Seiser. They're no longer Torah. So Afata Alta Tamei Alzeh. What do you find so strange about this case? Afa Pishu Huchshar, Yachzor V'Yipasel. Why can't it become Pasel? Omar Lei said Reb Eliezer. But, now, so now we have the Diak that we had made. So this is the Braita. But it says Hamakrivoto. Makrivoto means it had to have been Bishat HaKravahu Nivsal. Ve'ironav Nivsal Bishlishi. See? So that means that the original argument is correct. It's not reasonable that it should become Pasuk. And besides, the Pasuk says that it's Bishat HaKravahu. Put it all together, and what do you get? and understanding that the Yom HaShlishi is a virtual Yom HaShlishi and not an actual one, right? Well, maybe you'll find out. When it says Amakrivoto, and this puts together the 2 points that Rabbi learned before, maybe when it says Amakrivoto, lo yechashev is to tell me that the Kohen, who is Makriv, becomes Pasul, and he's no longer a Kohen, lo yechashev. Ah, but I already proved to you that it doesn't mean that, because it says Oto, and Oto means the carbon, Amakriv Oto, so it's the object of the verb. So it can't be the Kohen who's doing the act, right? So Kishomer Oto. Obviously, it's a reference to the Zevach and not to the Kohen. So if you put it all together, it all adds up. Lovely. Now, Ben Azai says, well, I don't think that's what the word Oto means, actually. Why does it say Oto, says Ben Azai? Oto ma tamud lomar. Because since it says, in general, right, that if you make a Shvua, so it says lo ta'acher l'shalmo, right? So you're going to be over. This is talking about actually Nidrei Hekdesh, right? So ki kidar neder Hashem Elokecha lo ta'acher l'shalmo, ki darosh yidreshenu Hashem Elokecha mi'imach v'haya b'cha chet. That's what this is coming to tell me. V'haya b'cha chet is there in order to tell me that you might have thought that even lo ta'acher is a din in actual being over on the Ma'achar Nidro, that turns it into Lo Yeratze, because it says over here, if you don't bring it, so then Lo Yeratze also. Talmud Lomar, that's why we need to know that that does not passel a carbon. The only thing that passels the carbon is Pigel, but not being late with the carbon. So in other words, if you keep the carbon that is a kosher carbon outside of its time, that's nosa. If you had a machshava to bring it outside of its time, so that's a machshava spiegel. If you brought it later than you were supposed to, because you promised I'm going to bring this, and then you take your time to bring it, and now it's already over Chag HaSukkos, which is the period of Lo Ta'acher, and that closes the time, you might think that else is possible. That's why it says over here, a ma'achar nidra, no, an oto, meaning figo, yes, oto below yeratze, and a ma'achar nidra is not below yeratze, even though he was over. Okay, that's Ben Azai. Now, we have acherim aimrim. There's another way to understand that we're talking about virtual. Now, this is brilliant. We never even thought of this. It says in the pasuk lo yechashev, which means it has to do with what you're thinking. So lo yechashev means it's b'machshava u'nifsa. The whole problem over here is what you're thinking, not what you're doing. This is lo yechashev. So you thought lo yechashev means it's not considered to be important. No, lo yechashev means don't think about it. That's all. So if you think about it, that's the way you're going to possible it. But it's not going to be nifsa b'shlishi with actually leaving it over. Oh, so wait a minute. So according to Ben Azai, he says oto means lo bal ta'acher. So how does he know that it's talking about the Zevach and it's not talking about the Kohen? Because that was important for us to explain in the understanding of that whole pasuk. Because how does he know it if he's not able to learn it from Oto? Well, first of all, he can learn it the same way the Acherim learn it, which we just said. So it could be that that's maybe he relies on that, which is the Lo Yechashev, which means that it's Bedavka talking about the one who's thinking about it. And that is the actual, the person, or Riboy Seima, it could be Lo Yeratze. The word Lo Yeratze always has to do with the Ritzui of a carbon. So how could Lo Yeratze be a reference to a carbon, to a coin? It's always a reference to a coin. So the Lo Yeratze is always the word we use for a carbon. It's supposed to be Meratze. If it's not working, then it's Lo Yeratze. So what about Ben Azai? If we could have learned it from Lo Yeratze, so then why doesn't he learn it from Lo Yeratze? So Ben Azai understands it, that Oto below Yeratze, Vein Marker Nidro below Yeratze. That's what we said. The problem is that this is not the mucker for that at all. You're claiming that he needs this busik. I thought we learned that from these other acherim, Britannia. The Acherim say, Yo, Yeh Bechor She'ibra Shenasa. You might think, since the Torah says Shana Bashana, bring your Bechor in the year. So if you don't bring it in the year, you left it over, so then it would become Psulei HaMukdashim, and it's Yipasil, it's like a moon. Talmud Lomar, V'yachat alifnei Hashem Elokecha ma'asad ganchati roshcha v'yitzarecha b'cholot, it says then, b'cholot sovcha v'bikarecha, makish b'chor l'maaser. What does that teach me? That the same way that ma'aser, if you keep ma'aser for 1 year, for the next year, and you didn't bring it up to Yerushalayim, is that a problem? No, obviously not, because when it comes time for Vidui Meiser, which could be 2-3 years later, the Torah says, take all your Meiser out and bring it to Yerushalayim. What do you mean? It's already Pasul. So obviously it's not Pasul. So if the Meiser isn't Pasul, and the Pasul compares the Bechor to the Meiser, so then the Bechor isn't Pasul. So then why do I need this? That I know from the fact that the Torah compares it to Meiser. So, and that's true about every korban. So why did Ben Azai need the Pasuk of Oto to tell me this fact? Because basically it's about the Hakar. You're supposed to bring it within its first year. He didn't bring it. Why is that not enough? It's true. Because you're assuming that if it's true about a Bechor, it's true about anything. But that's not true. Because there's something unique about a Bechor. Namely, the Bechor doesn't achieve anything. Bechor's not there to be Maratz on anything. The Bechor is simply a matana to a coin, right? The Torah says, okay, this Kedusha of the Bechor is supposed to be put on the Mizbeah. But if I want to use a carbon to be Maratz for me, and I don't bring, I mean, I'm the one who makes the netter. I'm going to bring this, and now I bring it, I don't even show up on time. So that's ridiculous. Maybe that is indeed not acceptable. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not go for that at all. So maybe Dafka Bechor, Hanimil Bechor, Delav Bar Hartzon, you know. But Kachim, which is Dafka meant to be Maratza, is no good to do that way. Maybe it won't be Maratza. Therefore, Kamash Malan, Ben Azai needs that additional Pusik of Oto and not a Psul in Balta Ache. That's not going to pass to the carbon. Okay, that's a very nice argument, but still, it's not enough to justify using Oto for Ben Azai's purposes. Because the truth is, there is another marker besides what we just brought. Because Akatami Asim Nafka, we learned it out from Oto. Remember that there was a beautiful drasha in Rosh Hashanah, actually, where we brought this, where it says, and so, Kitidar Neder Lota Acher Leshamo, because then if you're Ma'achel Leshamo, Darush Yidrashenu Hashem Elokecha Mi'imach. And listen to these words, the Hayabacha Chait. Now, obviously, Hayabacha Chait, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you didn't keep your promise. So, I mean, I don't need to tell me Hayabacha Chait. The meaning of Hayabacha Chait is Hayabacha Chait. You're the problem. The carbon's not the problem. The Lobe Carbon Chait. There's nothing missing in the carbon. It's only you're in trouble. But if it would be a pagam in the carbons, then we wouldn't be stressing. The only problem is you. Why can't Ben Azai learn it from there? Because Ben Azai says, Vaya Bechachet comes to tell me a completely different thing. Namely, Ahumi Baile, Vaya Bechachet, Velo Be Ishtachachet. Since there's normally a halacha, those lights are terrible. Huh? Yeah, but then everybody was sitting in the dark. So, Vaya Bechachet means, normally, if a person does not bring, pay up a debt that he promised that he's going to bring. So then it says in Koheles, Loma yikach mishkafcha mitachtecha. Right? Don't, when the Malach comes and demands, what happened to your promise? And now he wants to take the life of your wife away. So what are you going to tell the Malach? Don't tell the Malach shkadahi. Well, I didn't really mean it. Loma yikach mishkafcha mitachtecha. Why take away your mishkaf from underneath you, which is obviously a reference to your wife, right? So the assumption is that your wife is basically a partner in crime with you. You know, she's probably, well, honey bunch, I'd really love to have a fur coat instead of your bringing that carbon. Whatever, okay. So you don't pay it. So then, If you don't pay it, so you might have thought that that's true even on Balta Acher. Not only on actually not bringing the netter at all and say, I'm not going to bring it. So I might have thought that it's true even about a Balta Acher. That's why I need for you be chachet for lo be ishte chachet. Because sark that you know, I'm a rabbi lazer, you tame a rabbi Yochanan. Ein ishto shel adam metal and ken mevakshim imenu momon ve'ein lo. A person's wife dies only because he should have had the ability to pay up for something. Rashi learns that this is here, which is not the way the sugya is clear over there. Tosis argues. So way explain it with Stasis. Rashi learns it's talking about if you stole money and you're not going to be able to repay the money that you stole, so then you're going to be high of losing your wife. So if it's a Balta Acher with a netter, it's not the same. Fine, okay. So Shenemar, imein lecha l'shalem, lama yitkach mishkavcha b'tavtecha, you might have thought the hayavon de Balta Acher, it would also be true, nami besa, and a person's wife would die. Kamash malan, then no, it's b'chochet, and lo b'ishtachachet. So the Melai still need this pasuk of oto to tell me the halacha that there's only a din in pigo and not in anything else. Okay. And then we had, at the end of the braita, the Acherim Aimrim, since it says lo yechashev, which is brilliant, that means the whole problem is yechashev. It's all a problem in machshava. It's not a problem of actuality of shlishe, but of machshava of shlishe. So what about Reb Eliezer, who had all these, had to prove it from the fact that how could it become possible once it was already kosher, and it says abakrivoto, why didn't he think that that wasn't? Sounds brilliant to me. The Torah says lo yechashev. It's saying the problem is over here that you should not have that kind of thought. So what does he do with that word of lo yechashev, since he needed all of that complicated limud from? Rabbi Yanai says, how do we know that machshavot cancel each other out? Meaning that if you have a machshavot chutz l'mekomo, you are going to make it not chutz lizmano, meaning it will never be chai, of course. So, or if you have a shalo lishma on a chatas or on a pesach, it's not going to become a pigo. Shenemar lo yechashev. That means don't think about any other machshava, and then it will be pigo, which is essentially that same halacha of being hartzaat kasher. Pasuk ha'atzaat kasher, except it extends it even to machshava and not only to achi yikrufu kol matira, right? So this is the extension of that din, that pigel has to be treated exactly the way a kosher carbon is treated, except for that one element of the machshava itself. Rav Mari Masni, Rav Mari understands Rav Yanai a little bit differently, okay, quite differently. Rav Yanai, how do we know that if you do have a machsheva of pigo or of chutz l'mekomo or of shelo lishma, and you had that machsheva that besides the impact on the carbon, that you will be chai of malchus? This is an actual law. Lo yechashev. Do not have a machsheva iser on a carbon, and therefore you're going to be over on the law. Tamalona lo yechashev. I'm like, Rav Asher, Rav Mari, but how could you get malchus if it's a lav shein bo maisa? You're not to think. I mean, you didn't do anything. V'chol lav shein bo maisa ain't lo ken alav. Malay, wait a minute. Did you forget about Reb Yehuda? Reb Yehuda remembers the one who says, why does it say that andos amimeno be'esh tisarei? Because the Torah wanted to tell me that barak asur litein asei achar lo tasei, to tell me that if you left it over as nosar, so then what you should do is burn it, because otherwise you'd be chayev. Tanan Reb, what do you mean? You wouldn't be chayev. It's completely passive to leave something over. So you see from there that Dafka Reb Yehuda holds that you're chayev even on passivity.
And he wasn't told
of Lav Shein Bo Maisa? He doesn't hold of Lav Shein Bo Maisa.
You think Machshava is a
Maisa? No, doesn't hold that Lav Shein Bo Maisa is a problem.
In that case?
No, before. And therefore, in this case. That's why over here, he says that you need, Rav Mari was saying that we need it in order to tell me that it's a lav. And we asked them, how could it be a lav that you're chayav malchus on? Because you're only thinking. So we're answering, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, doesn't matter if it's only thinking, you're always going to get malchus on a lav.
It's mafia for you that I'm here?
He's mute. I don't know who's making us problems now. Okay. It's time for a word from our sponsor, but he hasn't shown up with the talisker yet here in the sukkah. Oh, boy.
I'm too old to drink at this time of the night. I think it's not good for me.
Wait a minute. If you're a sponsor, it doesn't defined by you. I mean, it's defined by the people that are going to be sponsored.
Well, where are my invitees? You know, I don't see them here. The only one I see here is my granddaughter. Wait a second.
Okay, go ahead, Rich.
Zuk Tehileka Mishnah.
And therefore, we're going to give you the wonderful sum up in this Mishnah of all of the dinim of Pigul. Zakla. Anybody who does any of the matir, Shchita, Kabbalah, Holocha, Zrika. So that's the time in which you have the machshava. Kol ha-shochet v'mekabel v'mahaleich v'azorek. And what is the machshava that he had? Le'echol davar shedarko le'echol, for a human, or la'aktir davar shedarko la'aktir, for the mizbeach. And it only needs to be one kezayis, not the whole thing. Kezayis, if it was chutzul v'kemai, it's posel, v'en bokores. If it's chutzul zmanon, it's pigul. And it is chayav karas. Ubilvat, but with one provision. Sheyakriv ha-matir k'mitzvato. As we said, this is only if you were makriv everything and you did the entire aveda properly. If you didn't do the entire aveda properly, then it's not going to be pigul either, because it needs to be karzaat kasher kacharzaat basal. So what do we mean when we say karava mater kimitzvasa? Well, let me tell you something. Any other machshava would destroy the akrava of the mater. So therefore, let's say you did the shvita without any machshava, mishtika. Then you went ahead and you were mekabel, zorak, holach, you did the halicha, you did the kabbalah, you did the zrika with the machshavas chutzizmano. Or maybe you did the shvita with the chutzizmano. You did Kabbalah, Halacha, Mizrak, Mizrika. You did them all, Mishtika. Well, let's say you were Shachat, Vekibel, Vahalach, Mizrak, Chutz Mizbana. Maybe what you did is you did everything Chutz Mizbana. That's great. That is vis-a-vis Pigel doing everything right. Because in the virtual world of Pigel, that's exactly what you're doing. You're supposed to have that Machshava. That's called Kimitzvasa. When I say lo kariv amater kimitzvasa, what do I mean? Shachat chutz l'bekayimai, kibel v'holach v'zorak chutz l'zmanai. Suppose you didn't do the shlita b'shtika. You put in a different machshava of chutz l'bekayimai. Then, the fact that you did everything else chutz l'zmanai, it's not going to make you pigle. Well, let's say you started off with chutz l'zmanai. And then you were mekabel or holach v'zorak, everything, any of them actually, would be chutz l'bekayimai. Or you did the Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika, Chutz l'Bekoma, which is pure, not Pigul. Or one of these things were done as a Pesach Vachatas, where you had the Kavana of Shelo Lishmo. So that would be exactly the same thing, because Shelo Lishmo is actually Shelo Karav Amater Kemitzvase. And therefore, in any of these cases, you would not be Chayav Karas, because this is not Amater Kemitzvase. And I'll give you another example in which it can't be pigul. Let's say you had an eruv machshavas. You were going to eat a kezayis b'chutz and a kezayis l'mocha. And there's a machlokas of the Gemara. We'll see whether this means in two separate avedas or means in one aveda. We'll get to that. So you had two machshavas. One was to eat a full kezayis b'chutz, but the other one was to eat a full kezayis l'mocha. Or, what if you're mitzarif? Chatzizayis b'chutz, mechatzizayis l'mocha. Or kechatzizayis lebalcha vekazarikatzizayis bechutz. We see the reason that that's important is because there's the shita that we go according to what came first, which we know already. Rebbe Meir, there's always that you go baser the original makshava. We're going to find the same thing now in Rebbe Yehuda. So in all of these cases, it's pasul ve'en bo kares because once again it was not fully for a pigal of chutz lezmana, which would have been b'chayv et kares. Om Rebbe Yehuda ze haklal. If you first had a Makshevas Pigel, now it's not as if the Makshevas Pigel actually creates Pigel. Because remember, until you do the Zrika, even Rabbi Yehuda's Meida, that you need to have been Makriv Kol Matirav in order for it to be Pigel. However, Legabe, the din of the definition of what the outstanding Tzul is when I complete the carbon, the moment I have a Makshevas Chutz Lizbana, that makes it incipient Pigel, waiting for the conclusion of the Zrika. And that could even be done B'shtika. It doesn't matter. I'm just waiting to finish the work. So, Afal Pikin, Tainas Rabbi Yehuda, if the Makshevas Lizban came first, then it would be Pigel, not like you said. It doesn't matter whether it was first, well, the question of Chachatzi Zayas, obviously, is not going to make it pigle because he didn't have a full card. But the first part where it was Gezayas Bachutz and Gezayas Chutz Lizmano or vice versa says, no, it's not vice versa. If the Makshevas Hazman comes first, then it's pigle. The Chayavan Lev Karas. If the Makshevas Hamokan comes first, then it's Pasul, but it doesn't have Karas. And the Chachamim say, makes no difference. Once you have any kind of Makshava other than pigle, it's Pasul. In very chorus, and as it says, the reason why we repeat it, we said this already at the beginning of the Mishnah, is that the Mishnah wants to be koveya this as the halacha, and that we don't prosecute like rebuke. And everybody is made that if you had in kavana le'echol kachatzizayas and la'akdir kachatzizayas, so this is another Gavi rule coming up, but you have a pen that may have sparkles on it. We'd love to see a demonstration in the sukkah of all of those sparks coming out of that. All right, never mind. We don't want to attract the wrong kind of attention. So suppose you had a kachatzi zayas lahaktir and a kachatzi zayas leakol. Then it's kosher because the rule is ein achila v'haktara mitstarfim. So even though the din is nogeya, either achila zodam, or Achilas Mizbeah. And even though we saw that there's at least a shita that holds that even if you were eating a dover that was Roila Mizbeah, it would still be considered to be Achila. But to do a Mice of Akhtar and a Mice of Achila, nobody holds that that is going to be Mizbeah.
Two Achilas.
Even though both are called Achilas.
Achilas, two separate Achilas.
Achilas Odom and Achilas Mizbeah are not mitzvah. Each one is only a chatzizayis, and therefore it's not even going to be possible. See, even though they were both for Shechutz Hazmana, or both for Chutz Mekoma, doesn't matter. There's no psul whatsoever in that case.